called So George, and in the film you have quite a star-studded cast. It's Jennifer Hudson, Alicia Keys is involved, but is it fair to say that Skyler
Brooks, yes.
Does he outshine them?
Oh yeah, he's the movie. He is the movie, and the movie would not work without him. And he's in every scene, every frame, and he delivers. And he's in 167 scenes in the movie.
Wow.
And he was a great partnership for the film, and he's the reason why the movie worked.
Amazing. How did the rest of the cast take that? When they said it's amazing kid.
Well, in the beginning they were like, well, who's the kid? Who's the kid? The movie ain't gonna work without the kid. And then what actually happens is when they came on the set, they saw how good he was. They walked away and they're like, man, this kid was good. I got to get my game up. Yeah, that's what I really want them to feel.
Where did you find him?
Found him out of Los Angeles. We looked for 2 years in New York and all over. And he just happened to be in the same auditions as Pete, who played by Ethan Dezon. They were on the same day. I saw them on the same day and put them together. So that was fate telling me that these were the kids.
Amazing. And the story of Mr. and Pete, where it came from? Like, how did
it happen? After I finished my movie Notorious in 2009, my assistant gave me this script, and it was through a friend of his wrote it, and I was like, oh, the movie's gonna suck because it's a friend, you know.
I'll read it anyway.
Yeah, I read it anyway for him, and then I read it, I was blown away. First 20 pages, it caught me, and 3/4 into the movie I realized, like, this is a movie I have to do, because it was very emotional. And I just wanted to get involved with the film.
Yeah. Amazing. So were there any difficulties in filming it?
It was tough because it was like not a lot of money. It was, you can only work with the kids 8 hours a day. And then you got 12 hours really to do a whole day of work. So we had to do a lot of rushing, a lot of cutting, a lot of working fast. But when you got great kids, they delivered, and they did a great job.
Yeah. How does it feel now seeing the whole finished
It feels awesome. Yeah. I see it. I look at it, and I'm very proud of it. I still to see things that could be done always as a filmmaker. They say film is never done, you just abandon them. So, but I feel really good with what I have.
Amazing. Have you started working, looking forward to any new projects? Or
yeah, I'm looking around. I'm looking at the Miles Davis movie, doing a movie about Miles Davis, hopefully, and a couple other films. So I'm excited about that.
Awesome. That's great.
Thank you.